And I'm not alone. We have a wonderful crowd in the lobby, and I assume they are here for our newest friends on the debt-free stage, Micah and Gia. How are you guys?
Great, George. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Where are you guys from?
North Platte, Nebraska. In the middle of nowhere, there's a little town that we call home.
That's wonderful. Thanks for making the trip all the way to do your debt-free scream.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
How much debt did you guys pay off?
We paid about $72,000 to $73,000.
All right. And how long did that take?
Roughly about 24-ish months.
All right. And what was your range of income?
When we got married, it was probably about, so I was working COVID ward. So probably anywhere between 70 to 95.
Awesome. Okay, what kind of debt was this 72?
It was a mortgage and a house.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yep.
You paid off your house?
Yep.
Heck yeah.
You guys are too young for that.
No, we're not.
Can I ask you how old you are? Because America's wondering.
I'm 31 and my wonderful wife is 26.
I thought way younger than you. You guys are incredible. Okay, so we got to talk about this. How did you come to going, like, we're going to pay this house off at 26 and 31? Most people are going, I'm going to hang on to a mortgage as long as possible. We're going to take out the HELOC to do the renovations and get the investment prop. And you guys just said, we want to be done.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's really my wife's fault. She got me on board, which
That's
has actually
not easy.
Been a huge blessing to take that journey and have her be encouraging along the way.
How long have you guys been married?
Just about 2.5 years.
Yep.
So you came back from the honeymoon and
nailed it.
You were like, we're getting out of debt.
Yep.
How do you even get a spouse on board after post-honeymoon? Like, were you already on board with the Ramsey stuff? Were you guys already debt-free? And
yeah. So basically, long story short, what happened was when I was 15, my dad ended up passing away. It's because he didn't have enough money to buy the meds he needed. And so when I got married, I said, nope, we're not doing this. So I went to college debt-free. I had siblings that did the Ramsey plan, and I saw that they always had money. And I was like, this, we got to figure this out. And my local church at the time, Mike Michelle led a class, and I was like, yes. So I ended up taking the class when I was in high school. I worked jobs in college. The Lord was just so gracious. And so many things happened. But anyway, we got married. And I remember going to him being like, I want to do this Ramsey plan. And he's like, I don't need no Dave Ramsey in my life. This is common sense. I don't need someone telling me how to do this. And I was like, Lord, how do I do this well? And he said, watch me work. And that was the start. So we got married. And I am like a super nerd. I am like nerdy of the nerd.
Very much.
Yeah. And I'll own it. It's okay. And I was like, Lord, like, I want to pay extra on this house, and I want to get it paid off. And he wasn't against it. He just was like, all right, we'll do it. And I was working COVID ward, and as a nurse, I'm a registered nurse, and Lord was just like, no more than $2,000 on your extra payment. And so we did that. I worked COVID ward, but something changed. My mental health went in the toilet. And my husband finally looked at me and said, I don't care what it costs. You need out. So I went down to work in part-time, and I didn't get it. I was like, Lord, like, I don't get this. And during that time period, a friend of ours came and lived with us, and because Micah told the Lord we'd never do it, so therefore we ended up doing it.
Which, mind you, that was 9 months into marriage. So
9 months into marriage, we had a guy come live with us. He's like, hey, I made some mistakes. I need some help. And we were like, absolutely, come on, man.
So he ended up living with us for a few months. A few months later, we're still plugging away on our debt, and then the Lord's like, hey, by the way, I'm going to put this on your heart. We ended up also bringing in a refugee family from Ukraine, so we went from a family of two to a family of six with a dog overnight.
Oh, my goodness.
For 2 months. So that was a whirlwind and a half. There was stress that was involved. Times we get frustrated with each other, but in the end, we would never go back on what we did.
And so during that time, I was still working part-time. And what ended up happening was I actually ended up becoming their advocate. I ended up becoming part lawyer.
Wow.
By God's grace, we were able to get them on their feet and with help of the church. But never once did we miss a payment, and never once did we miss an extra payment. And we made that $2,000 every time, even with me missing work, like random things happened, like he got a bonus at work. or something happened. And so God was so clear, and he was like, nope, you're doing this.
And our grocery bill never ballooned because we had people in our church that partnered with Salvation Army, so we were also getting food donations on a weekly basis.
That's incredible.
So, like we said, we haven't missed anything. Nothing.
Nothing ever changed.
Nothing ever changed.
So you guys were super faithful. Community showed up. God showed up on top of all of your hard work and diligence.
Yep.
And you paid this thing off in 2 years.
Well, and then after that, about 3 weeks after, we ended up doing a camp called Royal Family Kids Camp. Royal Family Kids Camp is camp that loves kids in the foster care system who have seen the worst of the worst. We literally helped a child who literally watched their family get shot and then got shot themselves. And in this camp, what we do is we treat them like royals for a week. And we love on them. So I went as a nurse. He went as a big camper. And God did so much. We actually have to pay to go to the camp so that way the kids don't have to go or have to pay to go. And God allowed that to happen. And so we got to do that, and it was so much fun. So if you guys see, we're wearing shirts that say Make Moments Matter. And if I'm going to be really honest, I'm going to have an honest wife moment for a second. Last week when we were talking about like how we wanted to do this and what we wanted to share, my lovely husband comes to me and he says, hey, I think we need to wear a Make Moments Matter shirt. And I was like, babe, don't you think we might want to wear something a little nicer or something? And he's like, but babe, that's the whole reason we did this. The whole reason we did this is because we wanted to make moments matter. We want to be able to serve servants and be available for people.
Wow.
And so that's why we do this. We do this because we want to make moments matter, not only for our family and future generation, but we want to be able to be available for people, because never once did our giving budget change. Never once did our payments stop. And this isn't any like prosperity gospel. This is not because, oh, we did this because now Jesus will bless us. Not how this works. Like, there was a lot of times I was scratching my head being like, I don't know how we're going to do this, but okay. Like, all right, we'll do it. And the Lord was just so, so faithful.
Well, now you guys are debt-free with no payments, you can make those moments matter. You realized very early on that it was never about the money and this debt payoff goals. What could we do if we didn't have any payments? What
exactly.
kind of life would we leave? How many people could we help? And so you guys are such an inspiration. I'm so proud of you. What do you tell that couple that's sitting out there with the mortgage and probably a bunch of debt, and they're going, yeah, but we're not Micah and Gia. That's not us. Well, what do you tell them the key to getting out of debt is?
I mean, I know we've heard it said, you stick to the budget, and it's not so much your financial decision as it is your lifestyle choice.
Right.
So for us, Make Moments Matter. That's kind of become our lifestyle choice, as well as serving the servants. But for the spouses who may not necessarily be on board right away, as someone who also wasn't on board right away, the Lord works wonderfully when someone is persistent, and they're persistent in prayer with that.
Mm. Yeah.
And when they get on board, it's all the more exciting because then I caught it and go, okay,
yes.
What else can we do to help push this out? So it's really, I mean, it's That's hard work.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's worth it.
I'm curious, what's the house worth?
Right now, I think sitting on the market's like 140-ish.
130, 140, 40? Roughly.
All yours.
It's all ours.
It's all ours.
The next step for you guys is Baby Steps Millionaires as you continue to live and give like no one else. So we've got the live and give box for you, including Dave's bestseller, Baby Steps Millionaires, the Total Money Makeover, so you can get someone else's journey started, and of course, 1 year to Financial Peace University to go through this. So proud of you guys. You ready?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's Micah. And Gia, $73,000 paid off, house and everything in 24 months, making 70 all the way up to 90. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
We're debt-free! Oh, I hope you're watching on YouTube, because this is a beautiful picture of what love and freedom looks like. And did you hear that? They hit a very deep why. It was more than just about money. It was more than just about them. It was what they could do for their family, for their community, for the kingdom. And I'm so inspired by this amazing young couple out there. And if they can do it, you can too, America. What's holding you back? Do you need a deeper why? Do you need a bigger shovel? Go do what it takes, because that kind of freedom is worth it every time. This is The Ramsey Show.